That means time to revive the annual holiday tradition of trying to decide whether Die Hard is a Christmas movie or not. Buffy Gorilla meets a theater group in Philadelphia who believe their performance will end the debate once and for all.
People are gathering at Philadelphia's iconic Trestle Inn. Some are shaking off umbrellas while others order drinks. Lindsay Martin came to watch Theater Contra's Die Hard, a Very Merry live reading. Before 2018, it's possible Martin wouldn't even have been part of this group.
My mom's favorite Christmas movie is White Christmas, and my dad's favorite Christmas movie is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Growing up watching these traditional titles, Martin says she hesitated when her then-boyfriend, now-husband, suggested adding Die Hard to their holiday movie lineup.
I initially was very skeptical, in part because I'd never seen the movie before, and I had absolutely no idea that it was held at a Christmas party.
When people think of Die Hard, the holiday setting might not be the first thing that comes to mind. What stays with audiences is a 1988 Bruce Willis quipping his way through an action-packed 2 hours and 12 minutes.
Come out to the coast, we'll get together, have a few laughs.
Sorry, Hans, wrong guess.
Hans Gruber is the uber-villain. He's played to quirky perfection by the late Alan Rickman.
Now I have a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho.
Ian Pizek settles onto a stool with a drink.
Yeah, to me, it's about family, it takes place on Christmas. I think that's all you need to check that box.
Hello, everybody!
Standing in front of an enthusiastic audience, actors from Theater Contra transform into their characters. McClane and Gruber, the spicy estranged wife, the cool limo driver, the Twinkie-eating cop, the skeevy coworker, and all the terrorists. Director Adam Howard energetically delivers stage direction to set the scene and advance the plot.
Cut to the 30th floor as the party continues. Ode to Joy is still playing on the violin. The elevator opens, and Hans and his machine gun-wielding men creep out.
Frank Jimenez embodies John McClane, head to curled toes, dressed in a white tank and comically large rubber feet. The live show pays homage to the movie's memorable lines.
Yippee-ki-yay.
By intermission, Lindsay Martin, the one who grew up with White Christmas, has space in her holiday movie queue for Die Hard.
Like, all I knew was the action components of it and didn't know the Christmas party, the music, the role that kind of played in the whole story. So I'm on board with it as a Christmas movie.
So whatever side of the debate you land on this season, yippee-ki-yay and happy holidays. For NPR News, I'm Buffy Gorilla in Philadelphia.